With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. In the opening days of his second term, President Trump has moved quickly to get rid of the government's DEI policy and programs.
After the president signed an executive order last week, all government DEI staff were put on paid leave and will eventually be laid off. Meanwhile, federal agencies have canceled staff training and started removing DEI documents from websites. The president's actions are also impacting the private sector. On Friday, Target said it's joining rival Walmart and a number of other prominent American brands in scaling back corporate diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson lists some of President Trump's accomplishments during his first week in office.
He ended catch and release. He shut down the ridiculous CBP1 app. He began restoring American energy dominance already, restored merit-based hiring for the federal government and eliminated DEI initiatives, ended the radical gender ideology madness, and revoked the security clearances of the former intelligence officials who signed the bogus and discredited letter about Hunter Biden's laptop.
House Majority Leader Steve Scalise tells reporters that the passage of the Lake and Riley Act hinged on having Republican support in the Senate as well.
And Chuck Schumer made it clear that in a Democrat Senate, they had no desire to stand up for women who are assaulted by people here illegally. Joe Biden would not have signed that bill. But now with John Thune, you have the same House majority, but you now have a willing partner in the Senate.
IRS will start accepting and processing 2024 income tax returns on Monday. They did say individuals and businesses affected by the wildfires in Southern California now have until October 15th to file their taxes. California also aligned the state tax deadline with the IRS. This is SRN News. No more prayer at Tulsa City Council meetings, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The body attracted unwanted national attention last year when, in an effort to be inclusive, it allowed a pagan priestess to deliver an invocation before a meeting. Up to then, only Christian prayers had been offered. The uproar was intense, but instead of going back to traditional invocations, the city council has decided to end them altogether, replacing them with a moment of silence. The vote on that issue was 8-1. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates will try to get more voters to pass amendments enshrining the procedure in their state constitutions. Lawmakers in Hawaii and Virginia, where the legislature is controlled by Democrats, have proposed abortion amendments for 2026. The Virginia resolution is moving through the chambers again next year before it can go to the people. Voters in seven states approved abortion amendments in the November elections. This is SRN News. The GOP is looking to make gains in two key states.
Republicans put Pennsylvania and Wisconsin back in the win column in the 2024 presidential race. Now they're hoping the momentum carries over to contests this year that will determine whether their state's Supreme Courts retain Democrat majorities or flip to Republican control. The outcome can be critical in deciding cases related to abortion, election disputes, voting laws, and much more. Jason Walker reporting.
A flood watch is in effect through Monday evening, and Los Angeles County Public Works is preparing for possible mudslides. The agency says it's working with local and state agencies to protect against potential debris and mud flows in areas burned by the recent wildfires. The Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl for a chance at an NFL record third straight title. More details at SRNnews.com.